Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday, where football talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And as he does each and every Friday at 3:30, we go to the guest line for our buddy Mike Giardi, who has the best intro in the business for a phone hit.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. How are we doing today?
Wonderful. How are the gentlemen?
Good, man.
Well, how are you
talking to? But
how are you celebrating Jalen Brown Day? Do you have your jersey on? You got some cake, special beer tonight? How are we
too
celebrating?
Much,
Mike? We'll call you next Friday.
I mean, holy smokes! Did you see him not work to get the ball there? In
oh,
the
thank
two
you, Mike
the
Giardi.
I didn't know.
No,
I thought as a radio host, you were supposed to see all and know all, but apparently there's some blind spots when it comes to Andy Hart in the host chair.
No, I was told he wasn't as good as Jordan, Steph Curry, and Kobe. He came in just under them in the effort meter there with the game on the line. Speaking of blind spots, pretty much everybody on the planet is in love with Drake May, is in love with the Patriots. They're trending toward Lord only knows what this season with a challenge on the horizon. You, though, seem to have a little hesitancy. Are you not all in on Drake May and the Patriots offense like this is circa 2001 Tom Brady?
You're such a jerk. I'm all in on Drake May. I mean, I think the way he's played for the majority of this season has been outstanding. The last 3-4 weeks, whatever, have been completely off the charts, as good as anybody in the league is playing. You can't deny that. My reservation with the whole thing, and it's always like it's not their fault, but they're not going to play anybody. I mean, they have Aaron Schatz listed as going forward. It's the easiest schedule since 1978. And he may go back further than that, but for now it's 1978. Like, so you can only do what you can do. They're knocking down the teams that are in front of them. This is, you know, appears to be a little bit ahead of schedule. But like, yeah, I'll have that little thing, that little asterisk in the back of my mind saying like, okay, but what happens when you play somebody? Or you know, I don't know. That's just how my brain works.
It's called negativity.
Oh my God.
I'm
being objective.
No, Mike, Andy would know if anything. It's okay.
But don't you think, you got it.
Don't you think, hey, Mike, don't you think Sunday, though, like, as far as like Drake mania running wild all over the national media, local media, Pats Nation and all, Don't you think going up against a defense that has such great linebackers, a really good secondary, and I think inarguably the most ferocious defensive line in football, represents a great chance for Drake May to be like, hey, look, it wasn't just me taking advantage of Tennessee and the Saints. I'm really good, period, end of story.
Yeah, assuming that their offense, the Cleveland offense, which is pretty wretched, isn't complicit in like giving you the ball on the 30-yard line, the plus 30, things like that. But yeah, this I think is for the offense. This has been the best test they've had. This team is ferocious up front. They're really fast. I did find it interesting that they are pointing out sort of like how fast the linebackers are and how furious the safeties come up and like run support and things to get involved. And I wonder in my head, you know, as I start to hear that, I'm like, do we think we're going to get a little play action and try to throw over the top?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Try to get a little misdirection and hit these guys down the field that way. Because I think the approach, right, is that you're thinking, well, they force you to get rid of the ball quicker than any team in the league. But I don't know, like maybe our quarterback with his athleticism can hang on to it for a beat longer, and then we can get those big plays that they've been, you know, chewing up the last, whatever, month or so.
All right, Mike, I want to go to the other side of the ball. And I just want your thoughts on the defense. What do you think about the defense overall? And one of the things I just kind of want to highlight before you answer is, you know, the Patriots pass rush, I've kind of been down on it the last few weeks. They rank 28th in pressure rate. With just rushing four, it's just kind of been, to me, an underwhelming pass rush when you consider all the money they've put into that that defensive front. Just what are your overall thoughts on this defense? How would you describe it? And what do you think of the pass rush?
Mike is sort of, I think he did it on the Greg Hill show on Monday morning, really pushing the buttons about we need more from some of the interior, and the interior guys are playing well, but like we need more pass rush, we need a little bit more there, create some more havoc. And I think that's fair. You know,
hey, Mike, can you step?
We got to put you on hold, Mike.
Two steps to your left, Mike, maybe. I put him on hold.
Back or
yeah. Clear
maybe,
that up
maybe
a little
call
bit.
Back, Mike, but I want to hear his answer because, I mean.
Should I give him another shot?
They had five sacks in the game last. You want to go ahead? So go ahead. But they had five sacks in the game last week, but it's.
All right, I don't know how to do it. It
just, the overall pressure is just not as impactful as you would think it would be. So that's just something to me that I worry. I mean, they, you know, look at the teams they've been playing, not great offenses. So, and the fact that they're ranked as low as they are in pressure rate versus the offense they've been playing, it has me worried. That's
Mike. All. Are you in a better spot?
I think.
Yeah. Okay, you sound
How
good.
Do I sound?
You sound yep, better.
All right, well, I'm not. Once again, I'm.
Oof. You son of a bitch.
Did I go already?
Okay, no, stay right there. Don't move. Literally just talk.
Go.
This is ridiculous that my house has become a dead zone. Anyway,
yep.
Ted, I was going to say he wants more from the interior defensive line, but I think you're right to say that there needs to be more from the group as a whole to impact quarterbacks. With the amount of money that they've invested in that group up front. And I will say that the slow starts is weird. Like, they know it. They've talked about it. They talk about the scripting and not being able to handle the script. And you figure, like, this coaching staff should be able to, and this group of players should be able to. But now we're 7 weeks in, and the numbers are crazy. I think it was Evan Lazar put it in his post-game column on Monday about the success rate, explosive play rate, like all of it is terrible in the first three drives, and then it like completely reverses course the rest of the game,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, like good coaching, I guess, to eventually adjust, but like why can't you get to the point where that's not happening to begin with?
I have no answer for that, Mike.
I don't think they do either,
yeah,
or they would answer it.
I don't. It's not like the Titans have the kind of 15-play script like the 49ers did.
Right. Bill Walsh.
Right, so it's a hard one for me to figure out as well.
So, Mike, when you look at the evolution of Drake May, one of the questions that came up this week, and I thought it was a good question, and I was interested that he acknowledged that giving up on plays goes against his instincts as a playmaker, as a young quarterback. And we talked to Josh about it about an hour ago, and he's like, you can't ask him to not make plays with his legs because he's making plays with his legs that are helping us. He's just got to make good decisions. Where do you think that evolution goes, and how long does it take? Is it an injury? Is it missed time? Is it this week where there's a scarier defense on the other side of the ball? How quickly do you think there's a maturing in terms of smartly giving up on plays?
So I wrote about this today in Boston Sports Journal about the idea that, like, we're all talking about, like, slide, get out of bounds, throw it away, live to play another day. he's 23 years old, and he thinks he's invincible.
Right.
And the trying to find that balance between, like, I can shrug off this defender, I can outrace this one guy, like, I just got to beat this one guy, and I'm going to get the first down, or I'm going to make a big play here, is hard for him.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
To compute in his brain, and I don't know what's going to trigger the eventual, like, I can't do this all the time anymore. Like, I'm sure it's been focused on so much this week that maybe we don't see much of that on Sunday. Like, just... You know, but then is he being his natural self? Because I think we saw in week one, it had been beaten to his head so much about protecting himself that he was a little robotic in that game. And that's not how you want him to play either. So I think it's just going to be the more games he plays, the more he experiences. Maybe, again, some of it is the more nicks and bruises you take and be like, man, he even talked about it. Like, I get out of bed on Monday and I feel like, ooh, you know, like I feel like an offensive lineman. That's not how you want to feel as a quarterback.
So, if the Patriots are going to have some success with the Browns defense, and I'm sure the Browns are going to be trying to, you know, take advantage of that left side of the line, Mike, and some misdirections and, as Ted would say, feast on the Patriots, who's going to have to come up, aside from just anybody, but who's going to have to come up big? Who's, is it, are we looking for someone to get open deep and have sneak one by them? Or are we looking, is this a big Steph Diggs day, or is it somebody that we're not thinking of?
I like the short stuff for this game, and then you can eventually, as I said, maybe you can him over the top of the play action stuff. And I think Diggs has been so automatic in that role. Now, they play a little bit more man, but I still feel good about his ability to go against man. And then here's maybe where it's a pop game or more of a pop game than it's been, because as we've seen, the field's not awesome, so he's not awesome against zone, but generally has been better against man. If they're going to play a lot of man, maybe Pop wins quickly, and you get him the ball quickly, and then we see some of that yards after catch stuff that he is good at despite, you know, being 180 pounds.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to take a right turn. I'm just curious your thoughts on the scandals, the betting scandal that's going on in the NBA. So Andy's going to ask you about the Browns, but I just want to get my last question in about just your overall thoughts on what's going on with Chauncey and all this stuff you're hearing about Terry Rozier, your thoughts on the betting scandal.
I think when you make as much money as some of these guys do, this is sort of like just, I don't know, you're constantly chasing a high, right? And this is a high stakes competitive thing we're talking about. We're not talking drugs. We're talking like competition. And it's like the Jordan thing. I mean, how many people have talked about Jordan, you know, when he played and they even now post playing, like how addicted he is to gambling. Like he says he's not addicted, but like he gambles a ton because he likes that feel. Antoine Walker, who basically went bankrupt, right, talked about playing, you know, whatever, some poker games or whatever with Jordan and trying to like go card for card with him. Now Jordan's worth $1 billion and you're worth $100 million, but when the stakes get that high and your ego gets into it and you all of a sudden you're laying down more money than you can afford, and then the next thing you know, you're like, I just lost $2 million at the table. Like, they operate, you know, I lose $10 and I'm like, oh, for Christ, you know, they lose $1 million. And then that maybe that actually triggers something in their brain. So I just think it's part of it. It's just the wiring, I think, of those competitive athletes.
I think there's some truth to that. And I'll tell you what, Jordan, because he made so much more money than Antoine, didn't blink twice about taking his money.
Right.
I guarantee he's like, yeah, give me your two.
God,
give me that money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, when I lose money to Bledsoe and those long, you know, West Coast, and I'd like, he'd just sweep the whole, you know, the pot. He'd be like, yep. You know, you you know, you got a lot more money than me. He didn't care.
It's like when you win the 50-50 raffle and you're supposed to donate it back to the charity. He kept it.
That's it. Same thing.
All right. In light of that, I feel like I should say Patriots are a 7-point favorite at Gillette Stadium on Sunday against the Browns. Is that a smart bet, Mike Giardi?
Well, I mean, if you're taking my gambling advice, then you're not that smart. But I would say yes. I just don't think that. I don't think Cleveland's going to score. Like, I think Cleveland's going to be in the 13, 16-point range, and I think your offense is just – it's clicking at such a rate right now, and your quarterback's playing so well that eventually that's going to be a 7, 8, whatever, point win.
Oh, Andy, you know, we should also, Mike, if you have a quick second, everybody that's been kind enough to jump on the show this week has given us their top five quarterbacks in the NFL.
Ooh, good idea.
Right now, we've got Currens, we've got Schefters, we've got, you know, Hoyers. You want to join the club?
Sure. I'm afraid I'm going to forget somebody. I think Mahomes is playing awesome right now. I think Dak's playing awesome right now. I think Drake's playing awesome right now. Is anybody else playing that great? Herbert.
Daniel Jones.
Herbert comes in. Yeah, I can't
top five. Either.
I can't do it. I mean, he's probably been a top five quarterback this year, but I can't do it.
Stafford, Goff.
Baker. Yeah, one
Stafford's,
of those guys.
Yeah, Stafford's playing well. A lot of Baker's numbers aren't great. He's just, they're winning a lot of games and he's been clutching in big moments. So maybe I'd put him fifth, Stafford fourth. Okay. I think that's a fair number fair order.
The good news is everybody's putting Drake May in there and he's not I think I'll put him fifth. Almost everybody's putting him like second, third, early on in the lineup. And that's a fun place to be Boston sports fans, Patriots sports fans. All right, Mike, enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Hi, boys.
See you, Mike.
See you, buddy.
It's Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little Patriots. We're going to talk about this game on Sunday. Why are you staring at me, Dan Ball? Dan Ball, you were looking like you
it's
had
my
laser
job to
eyes.
Do that.
Patriots-Browns, as I said, Patriots are a 7-point favorite. Mike Giardi was more optimistic on the Patriots than I thought he'd be. I thought, if you hear him there, they're going to score some points, and he doesn't think the Browns are going to.
Right.
For them to score points, you know what that means?
What's that?
Drake May plays well against the best defense he's ever faced.
Bingo.
Against the best defensive player he's ever faced.
Smart.
So we'll talk about that up
tough
next.
Tough education.
Here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.